HQ presents Rosie's Travelling Tea Shop by Rebecca Raisin. Read by Charlie Sanderson. Chapter 1.
You're just not spontaneous enough, Rosie.
I've misheard, surely. Fatigue sends my brain to mush at the best of times, but after 20 hours on my feet, words sound fuzzy, and I struggle to untangle what he's getting at. It's just gone 2 a.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of February, and that means I'm officially 32 years old. By my schedule, I should be in the land of Nod, but I'd stayed late at work to spontaneously bake a salted caramel tart to share with Callum, hoping he'd actually remember my birthday this year. He's never been a details man. We're opposites in that respect, so I try not to take it to heart, but part of me hopes this is all a prelude to a fabulous birthday surprise and not the brewing of a row.
Sorry, Callum, what did you say?
I try to keep my voice light and swig a little too heartily on the cheap red wine I found in the back of the cupboard after Callum told me we needed to have a chat. Surreptitiously, I glance to the table beside me, hoping to see a prettily wrapped box, but find it bare, bar a stack of cookbooks. Really, I don't need gifts, do I? Love can be shown in other ways. Perhaps he'll make me a delicious breakfast when we wake up. My eyes slip closed. With midnight long gone, my feet ache, and I'm weary right down to my bones. Baird is calling to me in the most seductive way. "Come hither and sleep, Rosie," it says. Even the thought of a slice of luscious, ooey-gooey birthday tart can't keep me awake, and compos mentis. But I know I must focus. He's trying to tell me something.
"Are you asleep?"
The whine in his voice startles me awake.
"Rosie, please don't make this any harder than it has to be,"
he says, as if I'm being deliberately obtuse. Make what harder? What have I missed? I shake my head, hoping the fog will clear.
How am I not spontaneous? What do you even mean by that?
Perhaps he's nervous because he's about to brandish 2 airline tickets to the Bahamas.
Happy birthday, Rosie. Time to pack your bags.
He lets out a long, weary sigh, like I'm dense, and it strikes me as strange that he's speaking in riddles at this time of the morning, when I have to be at the fishmonger in precisely 5 hours.
Look.
He runs a hand through his thinning red hair.
I think we both know it's over, don't we?
Over? My mouth falls open.
Just exactly how long did my power nap go for?
What? Us? My incredulity thickens the air. This does not sound anything like a birthday celebration. Not even close.
Yes, us, he confirms, averting his eyes.
Over because I'm not... I make air quotes with my fingers.
Spontaneous enough.
Has he polished off the cooking sherry?
My husband still won't look at me. You two stayed. You plan your days with military precision, from when you wake to when you sleep, and everything in between has a time limit attached to it. There's no room for fun or frivolity, or God forbid having sex on a day you haven't scheduled it.
So I'm a planner. It's essential in my line of work as a sous chef in esteemed Michelin-starred London restaurant Epoch, and he should know that. Having the exact same position in another restaurant, one with no Michelin stars, sadly. If I didn't schedule our time together, we'd never see each other, and I wouldn't get the multitude of things done that need doing every single hour of every day. High pressure is an understatement. I don't know how to respond.
See?
He stares me down, as if I'm a recalcitrant child.
You don't even care. I get more affection from a pot plant. You can be a bit of a cold fish, Rosie.
His accusation makes me reel, as if I've been slapped. That's harsh, Callum. Honestly, what a thing to say. Truth be told, I'm not one for big shows of affection. If you want my love, you'll get it when I serve you a plate of something I've laboured over. That's how I express myself. When I cook. It dawns on me, thick and fast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?